Well, let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me again to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. We're in a series on receiving God's extraordinary blessings. Now, there's not a single person in this sanctuary this morning but what you would love to have the blessings of God. And yet the sad reality about it is there are so many individuals that are living far less than what the Father wants them to live. Now, is that to say that God is going to pour out on you an abundance of finances and revenue and money and all of that? Well, that's not what matters most when it comes to eternal matters in life. And yet, whenever you look at this simple prayer found in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, you hear a man praying one single solitary prayer, and the Bible says that God listened from heaven, he heard from heaven as he bowed his head, and God moved in ways that are beyond human explanation in the life of the man called Jabez. Now, let me ask you a question. When you bow your head and you close your eyes and you talk to the Father, do you expect God to move heaven and earth as you pray? Is your spirit of belief and confidence in the living God of such that when you pray, you know something is going to happen? Or is it just sort of, well, you know what, I'm going to ask, but, you know, I just don't expect that much to happen. You know, after all, look at me and look at my life, and I know that I'm not that significant to the Father, and so on and so forth, and you just hear so many things said to that nature. But yet, when you look at the life of Jabez, that is not the life of Jabez. Here you find one man prays one prayer in the Bible, and he's off the scenes, and you never hear of him again. But he doesn't leave before he leaves a large commentary to his life, so much so that God has caused men after man after man to preach about this one precious life and the prayer that he prayed. And I've heard different people saying, know of one individual who shared this. He said, outside of the prayer of salvation, outside of the prayer of salvation, this has been the single most significant prayer of my life. And as I was sharing with you just a few moments ago before we got into the message, I just couldn't help but think as I shared about the financial gift. As I was sitting there typing and the Lord just interrupted, I thought, Father, how much you love to reveal to us and to prove to us in 2011 how real you are, how wonderful you are, and how mighty you are, how great you are, but how few people will really ask. So if you'll take your Bible and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, follow along with me in this simple prayer. The Bible says these words in these two verses, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And look at the answer. And God granted him that which he requested. That which he requested. Well, you look at the life of Jabez, and I want to look at one simple phrase for this message this morning, because he prays one simple prayer, but in the middle of that prayer, he makes this simple statement, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed. Now, I want you to walk with me in your mind, and you're walking to where Jabez is praying. What's it like? Where did he pray? The Bible doesn't say. We don't have a clue, but we know that Jabez got before the God of all creation. He may have laid flat down on the ground. We don't know that. Or he may have just been on his knees. Or he may have just been sitting on his legs with his hands to God. The Bible just simply does not say. But as you and I walk in and we overhear Jabez pray this prayer, you listen to him pray this single solitary prayer, and all of a sudden you hear him pray these words, oh, Jehovah God, that you would bless me and bless me indeed. And as you listen to that prayer, you notice something different about that prayer compared to any other prayers you know you've ever heard anybody pray. And it's this. Bold people, blessed people, pray differently than anybody else. You say, now wait just a minute. Aren't they made like everybody else? Aren't they created like everybody else? They are. But if you'll look in your outline and follow along, you know, you've walked into Jabez's, in your mind's eye, you're looking at him, you're watching him pray, and all of a sudden you hear this simple, these simple words come out of his mouth. Oh, Lord God, that you would bless me. Oh, Father, that you would bless me. That you would enlarge my coast. And chances are you say, well, now wait just a minute. I've always been taught that if I ask for anything, that, you know, then I'm asking amiss. Well, the bottom line you always must do is always, what are your motives? If you're asking for something so that it can be strictly for you and you can have it and nobody else can have it and you can put it in your stuff and you can have it and not give it away and share it, then you're not going to receive from the Father. But God knew the heart of Jabez, and as Jabez prayed, all of a sudden the wind of God's blessing started to come. Now, watch what happens. Jabez doesn't know where the winds are coming from, where the blessings of the Father are going to come from. But here's what he prays. And as he prays, he just begins and he watches, and all of a sudden, God starts bringing by his life his wonderful supernatural blessings. Now, one of the sobering realities of this prayer, if you look at it very carefully, it reveals a tremendous difference. One of the things about Jabez's prayer was this. He was fixed and he was focused when it came to his prayer. Watch. You know, his focus was differently than others. He said, oh, Lord God, that you would bless me. That you would bless me indeed. Now, if God doesn't answer that prayer, then he's going to know. And so he's got to go back and he's got to reassess. But he prays a simple prayer. He gets before Almighty God. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you pray in such a vague way that you don't have a single solitary way in which God can be glorified? I would say it's a glory to God when it's, isn't it interesting and wonderful that we're in a series on receiving God's extraordinary blessings, and all of a sudden God sent to Faith Baptist Church an extraordinary check in the amount of $25. Is that coincidence? Absolutely not. You know what God is showing? He said, I want you to understand that I am as real and as powerful and as mighty in 2011 as I have ever been. But the issue is, so many people won't come before the Father. They won't bow before the Father. They won't ask. And whenever you look at the life of Jabez, it's not that God doesn't want to give, but when was the last time you got on your knees, and are you getting on your knees regularly and faithfully, and you saying, oh, Father, I pray that you would bless me. Enlarge my coast and keep your hand upon me and keep me from evil. Stephanie shares, my daughter shares out of the overflow of her life of meeting a lady who's helping support her church. And as she helps support her church, she shares about what God has done in her life. Stephanie and Kaz recently purchased a camper, and as they purchased that camper, they met this lady, and she said, you know, I can't begin to tell you how the Father is blessing. You know, some people sell Avon, some people sell Mary Kay. She sells campers. And she said, I've just begun to pray the prayer of Jabez. And she says, you know, I don't know where people are coming from. And I don't know how God is doing it. Listen, and we're going to get into what the word blessing means in just a moment. But you look at the life of Jabez, and he is on his face before God. And watch this. As he's on his face before God, he says, oh, Lord God, oh, Father, that you would bless me and enlarge my coast, and keep your hand upon me, and keep me from evil, that it wouldn't grieve you. Listen, do you think Jabez expected God to do something? Listen, think about it. You know what happens so many times when you say, well, God's not doing anything in my prayer life. One of the reasons is we're not fixed. When was the last time you prayed for something specifically and so fixed that you got to see and you got to watch and you got to see the hand of God move? And in the life of great men of God or great women of God, blessed lives, you look at a person who's blessed, and I mean God just blesses them, there's no such thing as an accidentally blessed life. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as a person accidentally falling into, you know, a pot of gold or accidentally, listen, for the kingdom of God's sake, for the glory of God. God wanted to reveal to Jabez. Now watch this. You say, why would God want to bless me? Listen to me very carefully. Why does any good parent want to bless their children? Because you love them. Listen, you ever just hand your children money? You say, well, if I have some, and if you had more, you'd give more. That's the reality. One of the realities of our Heavenly Father, listen, is our Father short on anything? He's short on nothing. And yet so many people won't ask the Father, well, I'm afraid I'm going to ask and Him not give me what's right. And, you know, I don't want to get something that's wrong. You let Him decide that. But one of the prayers that I'm praying more and more for my own personal life and more for this church, Father, bless us. Enlarge our coast. Listen, if we have to knock out doors, if we have to look at other opportunities, if we have to look at going to two services or rebuilding and all that, will we do it? Absolutely. Why? Because God wants people to be oriented to Him. Amen? He wants them to know the truth. Listen, Jesus said, when you know the truth, it sets you free. And there is not a thing in your life but what the Father will hear and answer through prayer. And here is Jabez. It's so simple. And yet the sobering, saddening thing for so many countless lives is this. They miss the divine goodness of God because they don't ask. You know, and the Bible just simply says it very simple. You lust and you have not, you kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, you fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. Now you say, so I can ask God for anything, and even if it's selfish, He'll give it to me? No, I didn't say that. Because the Father will always check our motives. Because when you ask selfishly, it is never the will of the Father for you to become self-oriented. But you know what Jabez wanted to be? He wanted to be a blessing. He wanted to be blessed, but he wanted to be a blessing. Listen, think about this. If you're honoring God with your business, if you're honoring God with your finances, and God blesses your finances, then you honor Him more and more through your finances. Amen? You know, 10% of $100 is $10, but 10% of $10,000 is even a little bit better in the economy. Now, you and I need to understand that the God who created us, listen, finances are way down on the list because the greatest thing that we become oriented to a relationship with the Father. And you see, here's the thing about it. So many people come to church and they've got so many needs in their life and they just don't really believe God will help them. And you know what? You won't serve and you won't love a God who you don't think is going to come to your rescue and provide your needs and bless your life. I challenge you. You get your heart right with God and you get on your knees and you say, Father, I don't understand how this prayer works. Say that first. But I'm going to pray this and you do whatever you want to do. But I pray you bless me, enlarge my coast. Now, if you have a bent toward disobedience, God's going to check that spirit. But you say, Father, I'm going to obey you. And if your business increases, you're going to obey. And you just watch and see. Why? Don't you think that the Father wants to come to your rescue? Sure He does. And Jabez, as he prayed this prayer, God loves to reveal who He is. He loves to come to the rescue of His children. And in the life of Jabez, here's what he found out. God brings things into his life through ways that you can't comprehend. Let me give you an example. We just had a wonderful example of it a few moments ago. When I first heard about the possibility of this woman leaving part of her estate to the church, I wouldn't have even dreamed she would have had that much money. Listen to what the Father says. Listen to what Jesus says. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your lap. What men? How do you know how it's going to come? You don't know how it's going to come. All of a sudden, you get a phone call. All of a sudden, you receive a phone call from somebody. Said, have you ever thought about relocating? Have you ever thought about another position? I talked with somebody not too long ago, and they was in a certain position, and they got a phone call from a friend of theirs, and they left from one position to another position, and God honored their life. Why? Because He loves to bless His children. Think about it. Our God, if you know Him by grace through faith, and if God is your Father, He loves His children. Amen? Listen, sadly, so many people think of God as some dogmatic, domineering, harsh, hard being in the universe, and all He is out to do is point out my sin and point out judgment and point out what I'm doing wrong. That is not a loving Father, and that's not the God of Scripture. Listen, God heard a simple man pray a simple prayer and a humble man pray a humble prayer. And God, with the breath of heaven, moved in his life, and He brought things into his life that he never dreamed. You know why? Because he was fixed in his focus. Jabez didn't pray all over the world. Now, granted, there are so many hundreds and thousands of needs that be prayed over. But listen to me very carefully. The Holy Spirit will direct you how to pray. The Holy Spirit will guide you what to pray for. And when you pray this prayer, you say, can I pray this prayer and expect God to answer? Absolutely. You know, I believe one of the reasons why Jabez is just mentioned in these two verses and he's gone? Because God wants to show us how he'll listen to a plain, ordinary human individual, move heaven and earth if they're obedient, and bring about his abundance in their life. That's the nature of God. As a matter of fact, in James, James said about Elijah, he was a man just like you and I are, and faced all sorts of things in his life, but he prayed and God heard him. And you see, in the life of Jabez, Jabez wasn't selfish. You know, when you think, Father, bless me, enlarge my coast. If you have a hen in the back of your heart, so I can just put it back in my CD or my IRA, cancel the request. You may as well cancel it. Because the Bible says, men look on the outside, but God weighs the heart. He knows what you're really like on the inside. If you're trying to honor him and please him and obey him, listen, you get on your face before God and you pray this prayer on a regular basis and you watch God of heaven move in your life. You say, you sound like that. You can be emphatic about that. Listen, God never does lie. And he says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. You know what Jabez did? He just got before the God of all creation. Listen, he made the Milky Ways. He made the solar systems, all the myriads of stars and all the myriads of galaxies that you and I can't imagine. It is no big thing for the Father to bless your life. Here's what we do, though. We look at our economy and we look at what's going on in the world and we look at how bad things may be. And we say, well, you know what? I just hope I don't lose my job. Listen. If you're a child of God, you're in the family of God. You are in the kingdom of God. You are under another rulership. And you're his son, or you're his daughter. King David said this, I've lived a long time. I was young and I'm now old. But here's what I've never seen. I have never seen one time, he could emphasize it and put that in there, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed or their children begging for bread, because that's just not the way the Father works. But bottom line is, what about your focus? See, if you just say, Father, I just pray that you bless me, bless my family, bless anybody you want to bless, and do whatever you want to do to whoever you want to do it with and for, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be so discouraged in prayer. You're going to be so disheartened in prayer. You know what needs to happen? Your prayers need to be so fixed and so focused that you get to see the Father come through. That's exactly what Jabez, because I'm going to show you in just a moment what the word, what blessed means. But second of all, blessed individuals pray expecting God to show up. Now watch what happens. Jabez prays this simple prayer, O Lord, that you would bless me indeed. Bless me and enlarge my coast. Now, as Jabez prays, when he prays, Lord, bless me, now watch this. When he says, bless me, don't you think he's going to see it? Sure, he's going to see it. And watch what happens. It's a small prayer, but here's the principle. You don't have to get on your knees and pray for 30 minutes to really mean business with God. For example, you're traveling down the interstate and you need to call out to the Father to help you, and you don't have time to get on. You don't have time to park the car, much less get on your knees. You cry out to the Father. And what Jabez found out was this. To call on God to bless, listen, that is simply the nature of God. Walk with me for just a moment throughout the Old Testament. Does our God do supernatural things, yes or no? Does he make it his business to do supernatural things? Yes. Our God is a supernatural God. He's not a human being like you and me. He can't do normal, natural, human stuff because he's not a normal, natural God. He's supernatural. For example, all the way back to the book of Genesis, God told Noah to build an ark. Noah built an ark, and in a way that Noah could not understand, at a time that he couldn't understand what a flood was, what rain was, but at the right time, 120 years later, God raised that huge ship off of the earth, and he let complete water flood this earth to the point that it was inundated. Nobody would have understood what a flood was, but God knew exactly what it was because he is almighty. Listen to me very carefully. You need to understand your dad is almighty. If you're a child of God, and it's wonderful to say this, Father, you're my Father and you're Almighty, so here's what my request is. You know what'll happen? We'll stop praying for little bitty things and ask great and mighty things. You know one of the things that begins to happen? The increase of your prayers get greater. You know why? Because it honors and glorifies God even more. And you see, in the life of Noah, it was God that moved heaven and earth when Moses came to the Red Sea. Now think about it. You're looking at a river, you're looking at a Red Sea, and you don't know what can happen, but God parted it. And the children of Israel glorified God. You're maybe like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're in the lion's den. And all of a sudden, God shut the mouth of the lions. Now listen to me real carefully. You need to listen very carefully. You've got to decide what type of God you serve. I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me very carefully. I want to say this, but I want you to listen. To many of you, your God is not Almighty. You say, well, the God in the Bible is, yes, but that's not your God. You've allowed your mind to be deluded through the passing of time or maybe crisis or circumstances in life, and you just don't really believe that God will do it for you. The passage of Scripture we read just a few moments ago, Jesus walked through an entire town, and the Bible says he couldn't do many mighty works because of unbelief. Will your unbelief shut down the activity of God in your life? You better believe it. You can pray this prayer to the day you die, but if you don't have a spirit of belief in your heart, nothing will happen. And the Bible says that's exactly what happened in the life of Jesus. He walked through a town. Now watch this. Imagine Jesus walking by your life. He's got some wonderful blessings for your life. You just don't think that he'll give them to you. Wouldn't it be horrible to die because of unbelief? You know, we'll say every person that's saved has belief. You have belief that Jesus will save you, but do you believe that he will move heaven and earth for you? And it's not who you are, it's who he is. And you see, you know, sadly so many people never expect God to show up. But watch what happens. Jabez, he got on his face before God. And as he got on his face before God, he expected God to show up. God is going to show up for me. Listen, you have to ask this question for yourself. Is God going to show up for you to believe? Do you believe that you're that significant to the Father because of what he's done in your life through the shed blood of Jesus Christ? Some of you would be honest in saying, just by the look on your face, no, he won't. I prayed a long time. God's not done anything in my life. But that's not the case of Scripture. Listen, the Bible says, Jabez said, bless me. And as he prayed, bless me, watch this. And look at number three. Blessed individuals have mighty requests. Now watch. Bless me. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. We have used the word bless for so many things that we don't really understand what the word bless means. Now, I want to ask you a question. I want you to answer it in your spirit. Do you know what the word bless means? You say bless. No, I don't. Do you know what the word bless literally means? The word bless means, Lord God, would you supernaturally favor your servant? It literally means supernatural favor. In other words, Almighty God of heaven moves supernaturally in your life to bring about his blessing so that you can boast in him and brag in him. Listen, do you think as God blessed Jabez, Jabez said, boy, look what I've done. No, he didn't. He didn't say that at all. He said, you know why I'm blessed? Listen, it's a prayer that I've been praying. I've been calling on the God that many of you don't even know or don't even want, and he is the one that's blessing me. He is the one that's filling my life to the full. He is the one that's bringing his blessings into my life. But you know what happens so many times in our lives? Now listen very carefully. When we say, Father, would you bless me? And the Lord blesses us, and he begins to watch, and he blesses you, and you say, oh, boy. I just wish I had the ability to say it to somebody. And then the blessings stop. You know why? Because he blesses you and you don't have the boldness in your heart to share with somebody else what Almighty God has done. Think about it for a moment. Here's Jabez. Don't you think he knows? Listen, Jabez, how did you get all this stuff? How did all these things happen in your life? I've prayed and asked God. It has been my prayer for the last 3 weeks. Very concentrated, very serious, very deliberate. On a very regular basis, Father, I don't know where individuals are, where you're at work, but I know you do. And it is my heart's desire and it is my prayer that you draw by the power of your mighty Spirit all that you would have to be a part of your church family at Faith. All those guests, may they drive by the church and just look at the, if they just look at the facility or interacting with some of our church family, I pray that you would bless us, supernaturally favor. You say, will God do that? Yes. And you know what we do? We have so meagered down and watered down the God who redeemed us that, listen, we get surprised when he does something great and mighty and awesome. We just, wow, you mean, wow, God did that for you? Listen, he will do it for you, for you, for you, for you, for everyone who will believe him for his mighty work's sake. Listen, just go back and look at blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus. You say, well, now that was back then. Jesus is always Jesus. Amen? He never changes. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And listen, you call out to Jesus in your life, and we saw what radical miracles God brought this past week as God redeemed and saved and added to the church family. And you say, will God do that for me? Yes. He'll do it for you. You say, but I have been so oriented that all God wants me to do is go to church. That is sadly what so many hundreds and thousands and thousands and thousands have been told. But God don't just want you to go to church. He wants a relationship with you. And you see, God showed Jabez, Jabez, I want you to know I love you. And I love you so much that I'll bless you. Can you believe that? Can you believe that God loves you so much that he'll bless you? Well, you say, I just have a hard time believing that. Think about it a minute. If God will give his one and only son to die for you, everything else is a given. Let me put it in perspective. If I would give my daughter to die for somebody, and then they wanted to come to me and ask me if they could borrow my car, that'd be no issue. And yet that the sad reality about it is. And you see, blessed individuals have mighty requests. Now let me ask you a question. When was the last thing you asked anything mighty of God? I mean so mighty and so awesome and so big. Listen to what Jesus says through James. You and I, put it both ways, you and I have not because we, say those two words again, ask not. Will the Father hear you? Yes. You don't have to have a certain degree in school. You don't have to have a high school education or college education or, you know, master's degree for the Father to love you. You don't have to have all of that. You know who he loves? He loves you because he created you. And Jabez prayed. And as Jabez prayed, he began to watch. He watched the blessings of God. And as God came into his life, blessing him, he realized that, Father, I want to live worshiping you. 3 weeks ago, listen to me very carefully. 3 weeks ago, the Lord laid on my heart to pray to draw to this fellowship. Father, you bless us. You enlarge our coast. Does enlarge our coast mean increasing the number? Absolutely. Will we bring glory to God by it? You better believe it. And what has the Father been doing? Been drawing. You say, but Pastor, I need a job. I need this or I need that, and I really need it. Just simply go to your Father. Bow before your Father. Get on your knees before your Father. You see, what Jabez found out was this. This God who he prayed to, when he asked God to bless him, God will always show up. Some of you are in situations in your life and you just think, You just don't understand what's going on in my life. Don't have to understand. But if you'll make it your business to get on your face before God and say, Father, I'm trying to do my best. I'm trying to live obediently before you, and you know that. I'm trying to walk right before you. You say, well, I'm a teenager. Well, God bless me. You better believe it. You know what he loves to do in your life? It don't matter what your age is. You can be an 11-year-old, 12-year-old. You get on your knees and you say, Father, bless me. Enlarge my coast. Will God do it for you? You better believe it. Listen. I tell a story from time to time, but it's worth mentioning again. When Stephanie was just a little bitty baby, well, small, she was in the back of the car. We was coming home from church. And as we was getting closer to home, I just told her, say these words, milkshake. She's about 3 years old. She just said, milkshake. And I was driving the car, and I thought, she wants a milkshake. Now think about this. She couldn't even see out over the hood. She couldn't even get in the driver's seat, know where the gas pedal was, or know what to do with it, or know how to use it, or know what brakes are. But she said two words, milkshake, and she had the power to operate that automobile. She knew where we were. And what did I do? I took a left, went right down to the milkshake stand, and ordered her a milkshake. Now listen to me very carefully. Did she have to do something super spiritual for me to do it for her? No. Here's the problem that the devil wants you to believe. He wants you to believe you've got to do something super spiritual for God to pour out his blessings upon you. But listen to me very carefully. If you're a child of God, he's your daddy. He's your dad. Dads always run to the rescue of their children. And you know what the father will do? You get on your knees or talk to him. He'll run to your rescue. You say, I'm not perfect. Join the club. There's a universe of us. But he loves you. He loves you, and you get on your knees, and you just watch him. You just watch him. You just begin praying, Lord, bless me. Enlarge my coast. Keep your hand upon me. Keep me from the evil one, that I would never bring grief to you. I was in a situation just the other day, and I couldn't get out of it, but I just bowed my head, and I said, Lord, you keep me from the evil one right now. Listen to me very carefully. Your father loves you. Your father is absolutely in love with you. But we've been so oriented to religiosity that we've forgotten that. And you see, one of the wonders of God is he says, it's there. Have you missed the blessings of God because you've not asked? Think about all the blessings that you could have had but have not had because you didn't ask. The sobering words of James are, Benny, if you don't ask, they don't come. If you don't ask, they won't come. There's nobody that's automatically saved, and there's nobody that's automatically blessed. You're blessed as you mean business with the Father. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the fact that you've created us to love us. And Father, the devil and so many disorient your people to that. There's not a person you don't love this morning. Everyone under the sound of our voice, Father, you love them. You're in love with them. And you want them to know the greatest joy in the world, the love of God. Father, some have been told that all you're interested in is rules and regulations and codes and conducts, but you love to show us love. You love to shower us with the very love of God. Not because we deserve anything, but because of who you are. And Father, such a simple prayer. But Father, you remind us that blessed men and women pray differently, believe differently, and they just focus. Father, there's a person that's listening. They just don't believe you can bless them. And maybe they do need to confess some sin in their life and deal with it. Allow you to rid them of it. But Lord, you'll never stop loving them. And they need to hear that and need to know that. Holy Spirit, I just ask you to draw this morning. And the greatest blessing of all is a relationship with God through Christ. Because none of us know when we leave this world. Pray for that person who's here that's lost. That person who's here that needs to come. That person who needs to join this fellowship. They've prayed and they know they need to come. Have your will and your way. In Jesus we pray. Amen.